الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. In Surah Nuh, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. We have created you in various stages. So a person, his life starts from the time when his parents meet, and the semen is transferred from the husband to the wife, and then that little seed is planted there. Then that is just a piece of semen, and then it becomes flesh, just a little bit of flesh. Then bones are put on it, in it, then it's covered. That whole procedure, how insan is made. For about 4 months, the whole child is made in the womb of the mother. The whole outward body of the child is made. That is one component, one major component, this body of ours. And then after about 4 months, Allah puts the ruh into the child. Now life comes in the child. For about another 5 months, that little baby, the fetus, is still within the mother, and now it has got life. It gets nourished also. Mother feels the movements of the child also. If she goes for any checkups, they will ask, you feel movements or child is moving? That there is life now in the child. Then after about 9 months, this child comes from that realm, that world, into this world here. Then in this world is first when the child is a little baby. It can't open its hands also. Its hands also are first, it's made all the time. Eyes are closed. It can't do anything at all for itself. It can't go to toilet. It can't relieve itself. The mother does everything. It goes through that phase. Then it becomes some movements come, then it starts crawling slowly, then it starts walking, all that whole phase it goes through of the childhood. And all the time there are great changes taking place. Like within the womb of the mother also, all the time great changes are taking place. Especially the first 4 months, as the formation is taking place, the nose is made, the eyes are made, all that formation is taking place. Then in coming in this world also, great, great changes are taking place all the time. Till when the child becomes about 2, 3, then it starts slowing down a bit. It still carries on, but it's not at that rapid, the changes that are happening. Then the child becomes a little toddler, and then it goes through that phase of life. Then it becomes 5, 6, usually then its learning process starts. Official learning. The real learning is all the time. And from the time the child comes in this world, what it's hearing around it, it's learning all the time. What it's seeing around it, it's learning all the time. And that is really why it's so important that the parents must prepare a good environment for their child. If they've got a dini environment, there is love between husband and wife, there is kindness between them, that will go into the children. And if they are at loggerheads with one another, fighting all the time, without any doubt, that's going into the children. And may Allah protect, then the children will become worse than them. Especially if they are even physically abusive. They are verbally abusive, emotionally abusive to one another, the children. And they are the cause of the children becoming like that. And if they still have it in the house, kindness, love, tolerance, then that will go into the children. And we usually blame the children, this child is like this, this child is like this, we should see ourselves. Like one good friend of ours, when he was going to reach marriageable age, so he said a very surprising and an amazing thing. He said, Maulana, please make dua that Allah must make me pious. Everyone wants a pious wife. But he said, Allah must make me pious. If I'm pious, I will get a pious wife. And if I'm not pious, الطَّيِّبَاتُ لِلطَّيِّبِينَ وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلطَّيِّبَاتِ Allah has spelled it out more clear. وَالْخَبِيثَاتُ لِلْخَبِيثِينَ وَالْخَبِيثُونَ لِلْخَبِيثَاتِ So the same way as parents, if we are good, the children are going to be good. And if we are rotten, the children will be rotten. Allah's system works. There are exceptions also. That many times from the stomach of a waliya, a fasiq, fajir is born. And many times from the stomach of a fajir, a fasiqa, then the great wali is born also. This is the normal system of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So anyway, so what environment there is, the child is learning. And then it goes to its official learning now, by the age of about 6 or so, then it starts learning. And it's growing up also all the time. And its changes are coming. In its way of thinking, changes are coming. In its behavior, changes are coming. Its actions, changes are coming. As small little children, you'll think of toys and all that. But as you grow a little bigger, then toys are now stupid to you. It's a waste of time. Toys are for the small children. I'm a big boy now. And that big boy also is still small. But he says, I'm big now. I'm a big boy. So he grows up. Then comes the age of adolescence. When they're coming close to puberty, baligh. They're still not baligh. But now other thoughts come in their mind. Completely boys, girls, different thoughts. Now they become very conscious of their clothing, very conscious of how they look, their dressing. All the time that worries, looking in the mirror all the time, worried what other people think of them all the time. Anyway, then the learning process comes to an end, then starts earning now, and then starts getting married now. Now it's the cycle turns again where they having children. They were small babies at themselves one time, now they having children. So now you're a parent and you're having your children and you carry on that. And Allah gives almost everyone, Allah's system works as Allah wishes to. But normally Allah gives everyone the time that he sees his puberty and what is to be baligh, what is to get married, to have children, to be parents. And then soon your children start growing up in front of you. And you are also going through a phase now. You may be around about 25 to 35 is a different phase of a person's life. 35 to 40 is another phase. 40 onwards, now a bit consciousness should have come now into you. It shouldn't be that we still just ghafil and unmindful. And then from 40 onwards till 50, 50 is a different again, your thoughts change also, but now you slow down. By the time you come about 18 or so, your shoe size remains the same. Your clothes size remains. When you were 2 or 3 years, then almost every year you had to have a different shoe. You are growing, that you outgrew your clothes. You outgrew your, the shoe, and that also mostly the clothes are still good, but now they don't fit anymore. Then normally they are given to the other brother, sister. But when you are now about 18, 20, now you outwear your clothes. At that time, the clothes outwore you. The clothes were still good, but they weren't fitting now. Now the clothes get torn and tattered now. Then you have to get new shoes now. But the same size, you can buy shoes, again same size. But the shoes now, you can't wear them anymore. So this whole procedure carries on. Then comes the time of old age, which is again, نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. We make them back again like small children. When you were a small child, you couldn't manage on a bicycle, two-wheel cycle. You needed a tricycle, otherwise you would fall down. And now when you're old, now your two legs are not enough. Now you need a third leg, a walking stick. Otherwise also you fall down all the time. You can't manage also any. So old age comes again. Allah save us all. Old age, you have to wear napkins again. Old age again, you become dependent on, like a small baby was dependent, now you are dependent. There is only one difference, that when you are a baby, with great love, your mother did everything for you. And now when you have become old now, then in most cases, unfortunately, people, you become a burden to everyone. Whatever, nobody wants to really serve you. If they have, if an effort was made of deen, because of deen they will serve you. There are very few people who out of love and just feeling that they want to serve somebody. It's only on account of deen that a person knows. And if we didn't give deen to our children, then many times good Muslim people, when put them, now even in our country, old age homes they are, when they put them in the old age home. Or they themselves, they say, we rather go, that nobody is cared for us here, and we can outwardly show we are showing care and love. But they can make out that they don't want to do things for me. I'm a burden to them, and they feel I rather go into an old age home. So all that comes. And then, finally, there's a lot of detail in this whole, and we are all living it, and we are all going through it. But the very, very sad part, we are not conscious of it. And we are going through life, through all these things. We all went till where we are now. And we see the other people, what they are going, and we also going, but we don't take lessons. Fortunate, a sa'idu ma'u'iza bi ghayrihi. A fortunate, sa'id person who has good fortune in his life, he takes lessons from all things what are taking around him. What happens to other people, he takes lessons. And a person who is a mahroom, a person who has got no goodness in him, things happen to him. He gets knocks from this side, that side, this problem, but he doesn't take any lesson. Forget other people to see the ups and downs of life and how things are going. From other people he doesn't take a lesson, from his own life he doesn't take. He's going from where to where, pillar to post, he's knocked around, but he still doesn't take a lesson. So much so, we can see that almost all of us, we are making namaz, inshallah, most of us for how long now? But still our namaz, outward namaz is still not correct. And far from being correct also. And then inward namaz, we never think about it also. Concentration, devotion of namaz. And namaz, all things, when they are done properly, like for example, Ramadan, if the rozas are kept properly, and Taraweeh is done, the two go together, then the spirit of Ramadan will be, we will benefit also. So just like that, all other things also. Our namaz, if the outward namaz is also correct, inside also, then a person will get enjoyment. And when Sadiqul Masdur, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the truthful, and everyone testified to his truthfulness, he said, the coolness of my eyes, that is my greatest enjoyment, is in namaz. And he should be just like relieved when he would start making his namaz. We get, for example, I'm really tired, exhausted, and my head hits the pillow. Now I feel comfortable. Or we went traveling everywhere, and they did everything of the best, but the pillow was too soft or too hard. And now you wake up with a stiff neck. Or you go for a holiday, and you spend so much money, and now the pillow there wasn't right. Now you get up in the morning with a stiff neck. But now, yeah, at home, when you reach home, you feel comfortable. Everything is back to taste again. When you are hungry, and now the food comes in front, and the food which you love to eat, and you enjoy that food, how relieved you feel. So like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he should go into namaz, how we enjoy our food, how we will enjoy becoming intimate with our wives. If you were gone for ways, and then you came back after 6 months or something, and then you meet up, how you had, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his namaz more than everything, when he just turned to his namaz. But that is, and it is for us also, but that is if we have got the outward namaz in order also, and the inside of namaz. And to get the inside of namaz, our concentration, our connection with Allah Ta'ala, our outward postures have to be correct. until ulama of tasawwuf have written, till our outward postures are not correct, you can just dream about having concentration in namaz. And everything, whether it is keeping the fingers together in sajda and keeping them in the correct place, whether it is clasping the knees when making ruku, a woman must just place their hands on their knees, man must clasp their hand. All these things, when we pick up our hands to make takbir-e-tahreema, and if we left them up properly, how they are supposed to be lifted, all that will bring concentration in namaz. And then a person can get some idea what namaz, what is the enjoyment of namaz. And then he will see, whatever problem, two rakats of namaz solves my problem. Everything. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to be exhausted and tired, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, he accompanied Hazrat one time to Mewat. And the old Mewat, not Mewat of today. And in respect and honor of Hazrat, they had arranged a home that was built of stone. Summer. No air cons, no fans. It was an oven. And traveling in those days wasn't by some luxury 4x4 or on the freeways of today or something. It was by ox wagon. And with those kind of roads of those days, he was exhausted when he reached there. And they put him to rest like in an oven now. So the Mufti said, I was finished as a young man. Still, I was very young, still a student or just completed. Very young. And then I went and sleep immediately. And I made arrangement to sleep where it's a bit cooler. But and then I heard the sounds of Quran Sharif Tilawat coming. So I went and check up. I thought Maulana is reading Quran Sharif. When I went, Maulana was in namaz. After all that, when that enjoyment comes, how we would enjoy sleep at such a time. Maulana enjoyed his namaz like that at that time. That all, whatever problems occur, he'll just turn to namaz. Hmm. And turning to namaz is turning to Allah. And that is what we require. So anyway, this whole thing we goes to, a person has a life, and then a person has a life of 60, 70, between them more or less, average age is referred to of this ummah, which is a reality also. That is the average age. Then all this whole procedure, from the time when you were conceived, from the time you were made in the womb of your mother, you were then kept another 5 months, then you came in, and this little baby, childhood, adolescence, all that you went through, you got married, you started earning, all that you went, the whole essence of it, the crux, is more or less the last 10 seconds. If you die on Iman, everything is made. And if you die without Iman at that time, all this whole thing of 60, 70 years, the whole system of the world carrying on, all to serve you, the winds are blowing, the rains are coming, people are working, people are going to and fro to keep the system of the world in order, all for that one moment that how your maut comes. And if it comes on Iman, everything is accomplished. And if it is, if it comes without Iman, everything is lost. Not lost, you can't describe them. How, what the condition of a person in the qabr will be. Right at the time of maut, what it will be. In the qabr, how it will be. Day of Qiyamah, crossing Pul Sirat. All these things all depend on that last. And our whole life is how we lived our lives. That is how it will be. So that is a thing which unfortunately pious people will make lot of ibadat in Ramadan also. But we won't think of that. That is what we have to think of. And in, with that in mind, we have to do our preparation. Do our ibadat. We won't even think that I have to please Allah. So in our whole namaz, the thought of Allah doesn't even come in our mind. Yes. So where are we going to think of pleasing Allah when we don't even think about Allah Ta'ala? And if you don't think about your wife, where are you going to think I must earn for her, I must make her comfortable? If you don't think of your father, your children, then where are you going to think, let me make their khidmat? First you have to think, we don't even think about Allah. And what is? Nisbat usi ka naam hai. Nisbat usi ka naam hai. कि उनकी गली से आप निकलने न पाए. What is nisbat connection with Allah? That you just can't stop thinking of Allah. Not only in namaz, out of namaz also. Whatever you do, whatever you think, whatever good condition, Allah, you gave this me. Whatever difficult, only Allah, you can save me. You get up with Bismillah. How much is Bismillah on our tongue? Because we don't think, we don't need Allah's help. We don't have to do things. I'm my own Allah. I do things myself. I got my power. I got my connections. I got my money. I got my car. I got everything. I don't need Allah in my life. A person who needs Allah in his life, then just think for ourselves. La ilaha illallah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this ummah has been blessed with saying La ilaha illallah. That anything, they say, I can't do anything. I can't turn the key of my ignition. I can't press the button to start the car. I can't do, I need Allah's help. But in namaz, we don't think of Allah. When we make our zikr, I'm not speaking of people who don't make zikr. We make zikr and we don't think of Allah. We read Asma'ul Husna, but we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. And every name has got its special quality, but we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what we have to try and develop. And for that, of the very great, great favors of Allah, one great favor is the time which we are in now. Ramzan is here. The ideal which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and we, it's not a matter of just quoting Hazrat's words, but let us think of it properly. Hazrat should encourage ulama who was teaching in Darul Ulooms for the whole 10 months of the year, 10, 11 months from Shawwal till Shaban, till Rajab, Shaban, they were teaching, and say you allowed 11 months of your year to go in unmindfulness. They were teaching Bukhari Sharif, they were teaching Hidayah and Bedawi, big, big kitabs they were teaching. Hazrat said you allowed it to go in unmindfulness. Now just 1 month cover up for it. And Allah has put the power in this 1 month where He put the night of power. And not you can cover up for the 11 months, you can cover up for a thousand years. That is in one night. And the whole month, how much you can cover up. So Allah has given us that opportunity now, which is right on our doorsteps. For that, we should make seriously this dua with earnestness. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, let us reach this great auspicious month of Ramadan. And not the five letter words of Ramadan. In English perhaps 7, 8, how we spell it, but the reality of Ramadan, that we come to know, we look forward, and therefore we should prepare for Ramadan and know what is the greatness of this Ramadan. The least we can do is to read Fadail-e Ramadan before Ramadan. Go through one hadith 1 month before Ramadan, read through Fadail-e Ramadan and see the great virtues. So then, and go with that desire to of what Ramadan. It is the time, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. O people, have taqwa. And Ramadan is la'allakum tattaqun. That you get taqwa. And it is on the basis of taqwa that you will become awliya. And to become awliya, be with the awliya. Wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Be with those people who are truthful in their connection with Allah Ta'ala. Not just a matter of outward people with big titles, names, or even just dressing very, very piously, or even lot of wazifas and zikr. No, the person who's got connection with Allah. Be with those people and you will get, and there's no greater connection than the connection of Allah Ta'ala. We talk of many other connections which you can make, but the only connection is the connection of Allah Ta'ala. And this month is the ideal month, and taqwa is the basis of it all. And taqwa we will get from the sadiqeen, from the ahlullah. And when we have that, we have it, we will get this taqwa of the taqwa and the connection with. So Allah is given us this month right in front of us now. Night of Shab-e-Barat, which passed now. the names of all who are going to pass away in the coming year were given to Malakul Maut, that who is going to be passing away, and who is going to get married, who is going to have children, who is going to go for Hajj, all, who, how much rosy for everyone. And we are busy making all, but it has been written, fixed now, so much rosy for you. And all this was dependent on the amal we had sent in. According to that, decisions were made now for us. If good actions went, then the reaction is also good, and we have good conditions coming for us. And if we send bad amal, then difficult conditions will come to us. So it is how, and it is on this night which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly said that when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was asked that you fast so much during the month of Shaban, according to some riwayat, the whole month or most of the month. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that is the month people are unmindful of between Rajab and Ramadan. It is the month in which our actions are presented by Allah and then decisions are made. So when my case comes forward, I love that I must be in a state of roza, because Allah knows everything and He sees now the case of so and so came here and he is fasting at the moment. Then Allah automatically shows great mercy and kindness to that person. And if we are in a state of guna, in a state of denial of things, then according to that, so therefore Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept so much rozas in the month of Ramadan, and the height of it is the 15th night. And so many ahadith speak about the 15th night of all these decisions being made, etc. So anyway, and then according to riwayat and great ulama also, all this procedure starts 15th of Shaban, and it terminates with the Laylatul Qadr, which normally we say 27, roughly more or less a 40-day period, more or less. So all that time is valuable time. So we should try and endeavor to make our connection with Ramadan, do all our ibadat also. And all that ibadat also is the object, is not just ibadat, that this year, mashallah, I spent my Ramadan well, I made so many khatams, I didn't miss a tarawih, I was there all, I started my tarawih with the imam, not just when he's going in ruku, quickly I just join at that time. No, properly I did. But the main thing, and then Eid will come to that person when he has met Allah. And he feels in his heart his connection with Allah, that he doesn't have to wait to see the moon for Eid. The moon of Allah is in his heart. And he will see Allah and find the love of Allah. That is when we have spent our Ramadan. As Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Hazratji used to say, spend your life like Ramadan, your mort will come like Eid. How a person normally, he tries to spend his Ramadan good, then he also looks forward to Eid. He spends his Ramadan properly. Like that, if we spend our life properly, our mort will come like it. May Allah let us understand this. A great opportunity is right on our doorstep. Also, we hear every year, just before Ramadan, many people pass away. We don't know if our names have been already there, but at least make our niyat that we're going to make, and Allah give us the opportunity of Ramadan, then really do it then. And then make our Ramadan what it's supposed to be, and the object, real, final of, to meet with Allah, to get Allah in our heart. And we, kun lana waj'alna lah. You be ours and you make ours yours, O Allah. Then, na kisi ki parwa. Then you don't worry for anything, not nothing. You are, your Allah is yours. You are Allah. You're the king of the world, of both the worlds. And whoever makes this connection, this great opportunity is coming. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.